Welcome to Bapina Kamagad, a gala celebration of Minnesota arts and music, recorded live April 26th and April 27th at the Holmes Theater Ballroom in Detroit Lakes.
Okay, here we go. We're getting close to finishing up our closing act here. Mr. David Stoddard.
Hey, thank you. In a nondescript small little town where the sun comes up and the sun goes down. We got McDonald's and a Walmart, but no more downtown. And I guess that you've probably been there, where everything's franchised, so everything sells for 5 pennies less. The stuff flies off the shelves. Now everything here is just like everywhere else. And I guess that you've probably been there. Yeah, you've probably been to my town. My town. My town. All out of shape because we won't go outside, yet we all have 3 cars from which to decide. And why should you walk a block when you can ride? And I guess that you've probably been there. And with satellite on, you can get so much TV. What does it matter that there's nothing to see? Plus, we just pirate the cable, and so we get it all for free. And I guess that you've probably been there. Yeah, you've probably been to my town. My town. My town. Talk about high school as if we're still there, but it's been 20 years and we seem unaware. And if we learn something we don't remember or care, and I guess that you've probably been there. We don't trust anyone who's not from here. All the locals supply all our cocaine and beer, and anyone different is probably queer. And I guess that you've probably been there. Yeah, you've probably been to my town. My town. My town.
Thank you very much.
Bunker for when the man comes knocking at my door to try to take away all my guns. And I know it sounds paranoid and I know it sounds dumb, but it's so, 'cause I heard it on talk radio. Movements, and I think they read your mind. They knock me out, they put a computer chip in my behind, and now they track me with satellites. They can always find where I go. I heard that on talk radio. Yeah, it started with the fluoride in the water, and then Lyndon Johnson killed John Kennedy. Now it's the taxes and the census and the UN and the public schools, and it's all just some liberal conspiracy. In honor of the next verse, I want to let you know that the greatest moment of my career happened very, very recently. A couple of weeks ago, I was mentioned and quoted on the Art Bell Show. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, including my wife and child and everything I have. I'm amazed that I feel that way, but it's absolutely the truth. Things on my mind, need some advice on how to put it all behind. I guess that I expected someone gentle and kind, but wouldn't you know, I tuned into the Dr. Laura Show. Dr. Laura says forgiveness is a weakness, and if you're on the edge, she's got your little shove. And then she went and claimed to speak for God to little children. Now you know she's no fool for unconditional love. That was beautiful singing. That was beautiful singing. You hear there's aliens among us? Well, now there's evidence. If you hear crazy flips of logic that defy coincidence, and if every crackpot with a telephone is putting in 2 cents, then you know you just tuned in to talk radio. Self-righteous, they're all wrapped up in the flag, and they say you gotta fight for freedom unless you're a woman or a fag. And if you have to turn it off, as it's about to make you gag, then you know you just tuned in to talk radio. Yeah, well, it started with the fluoride in the water, and then Lyndon Johnson killed John Kennedy, and then the mafia went and killed John Kennedy. And then the Cubans went and killed John Kennedy. And that guy in the grassy knoll went and killed John Kennedy. Well, now it's the taxes and the census and the UN and Ruby Ridge and Waco and the environment and the damn scientific method and everyone in the media except for Fox News. And it's all just liberal conspiracy. Thank you very much.
If we don't have safety, what do we have?
Nothing.
Anarchy.
Telling you. Here's one I suspect you'll enjoy.
Down to Western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Sometimes you'd travel right down the Green River, the abandoned old prison down by Adrian Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. But empty pop bottles was all we would kill.
Thought we had percussion section for a minute. Gotta see if he gets it in right. Maybe not.
Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late to ask. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber, and they stripped all the land, and they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, and they wrote it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take it back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, Paradise Lake? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late to ask. Mr. Peabody's coal train just hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float on down the river. Let them float over on that Rochester Dam. Halfway to heaven, paradise way. 5 miles away from wherever I am. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where Paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late and ask. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Thank you.
It's great when you clap, but it's even cooler when you go, woo! Ow! This is, it's less than 2 months and the days are going to start getting shorter again. And it reminds me that the holidays will be upon us before you know it. And so I want to do a little holiday thing for you. This is a Thanksgiving song. There's not too many Thanksgiving songs, which is nice. Because I could sit here and do Alice's Restaurant for the next 25 minutes, but that wouldn't be very good. So this is called The First Thanksgiving. It's taken from the point of view of the Indians. Oh, Tyler's here. Now we can start.
But I'd heard all about them since when I was a lad. I'd never seen one, but I'd heard that they were mad. The way they come across the ocean, carrying everything they had. So now where are all these people coming from? I'm as generous as the next guy, but their welcomes become warm. They're pathetic and they're helpless like the day that they were born. I mean, they're agrarian, but get this, you're telling me that they couldn't understand corn. Coming from, and if I hear all these people coming from, where all these people coming from, all these people coming here, there's more people every year, so where all these people coming from?
All they did was starve and shiver, and so we had to tell them all to scat.
Message being, you've reached the limits of your habitat. And then we kicked their butts at Jamestown, and we thought that was that. So now where are all these people coming from? Everybody's there, all these people coming from. Where are all these people coming from? All these people coming here, there's more people every year. Where are all these people coming from? And then they all invited us to come and bring some food to illustrate the depth of their undying gratitude. And we thought, great, a goodbye party. Maybe they'll be gone for good. So now where are all these people coming from? And everybody sing, where are all these people coming from? Where are all these people coming from? All these people coming here, there's more people every year. Where all these people coming from?
But after we'd eaten, then we thought we'd all rest a spell. After all, we supplied all the meat and fruit and geez, seafood on the shelf.
Ever since that party, I have not been feeling very well. So where all these people coming from? From where all these people coming from? All these people coming here, there's more people every year. Where all these people coming from?
All right. Here's another Christmas song for you. No, I'm kidding, of course. This is not a Christmas song. This is a summer song. It's about how much I love mosquitoes. I'm just kidding about that, too. Okay, show's up here, folks.
Oh, the lightning bugs fly in June. They fly by the light of any old moon. Not much in May. May's too soon. The lightning bugs fly in June. Lightning bugs fly in July. Some folks call them fireflies. They find their way with a bright green light. Get chased by kids on a hot summer night. Kids run around underneath the stars, catching lightning bugs and sticking them in jars. Oh, life in a jar, it's kinda hard. It's a whole lot smaller than your backyard. Life in a jar, it's pretty rough. Gotta be patient and you gotta be tough. But patient and tough ain't enough when you ain't getting the right kind of stuff. And life in a jar is very sad, 'cause you really miss your mom and dad. So if you gotta catch lightning bugs, hold them real gentle and watch them light up. Then open up your hands, let them go, and you will feel a happy glow. Lightning bugs fly in July. Some folks call them fireflies. Find their way with a bright green light. Got chased by kids on a hot summer night.
Thank you very much. This one's sort of rated PG-13, so that's okay though, because it's only if you're paying attention. For brief nudity. Not up here.
It's in the song.
Don't get your hopes up, guys.
Father's decided he's gonna run him a marathon. I only run in the figurative sense. Run a few errands and I've run out of gas, and I frequently run out of patience. Well, I used to run a fair 5-minute mile, now a mile seems further away. Now if you ask for just a couple of sit-ups, I'm just about done for the day. Yeah. I'm aging, I'm aging, I'm aging. I can feel my decline by the day. Dad's got his own private fountain of youth. He's aging the other way. Now when I go with him through hill and field in the woods near our neighboring town, feel like a kid again, holding his hand, saying, Jesus, would you please slow down? He's not content for some walk in the mall with a fishing cap perched on his head. He keeps on running once he's hit the wall, and if I were him, I would be dead. And I'm aging, I'm aging, I'm aging. I can feel my decline by the day. He's got his own private fountain of youth, and he's aging the other way. Well, I'd go out with him, but every time I just talk about my own aches and pains. He must get sick of my moaning and whining, but if it bugs him, he never complains. By a freak twist of fate, for the first time in my life, I recently saw my dad nude. And it's just as I thought, and it's as I suspected. The old man's a pretty buff dude. And I'm aging, I'm aging, I'm aging. I can feel my decline by the day. He's got his own private fountain of youth, and he's aging the other way.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.